This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
If Jesus Christ were walking through the temple of your life right now, in my life, honest personal question, what would Jesus drive out of your life? What is it that Jesus would drive out of the temple that is you, not this building, not this property? What would Jesus drive out of a temple with your name on it? Because Paul said, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit resides and lives in you? I find that very intriguing because everybody knows the answer. We just don't want to tell anybody. And that's okay. But tell him. And give the Lord permission to do what only the Lord can do, what no psychology can do, what no book can do, to drive out of your life that which needs to be driven out in the power and in the authority and in the name of Christ. Jesus said, my house will be called a house of prayer. I think he's talking about you in the New Testament sense. You are his house and I am his house. We belong to him and he has a right to cast out of our lives what needs to come out. The second phrase, it's right in that verse there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. I'm always interested in word meaning, so I wanted to know, what does the word overturn mean in the original? Found out the Greek word is katastrepho. Well, you don't have to be a language expert to know we get the word catastrophe, catastrophic. Jesus did something catastrophic in that he overturned their benches and overturned their tables. And the thought occurred to me, what Jesus did, he does. He wants to overturn some things in your life. You know what he wants to overturn? Your value system. He wants to overturn things in your life so that what used to be important but now is no longer important becomes important. The things, the spiritual things in life, perhaps. Or things that never were important in your life become important now. He catastrophically wants to overturn some tables and benches, figuratively speaking, in your life, and I believe he can do it. Overturn our value system about money. I just read this week about the unbelievable debt, and I'm sure some of you that have gone to Financial Peace have heard these statistics before. But Jim Bell is a minister from North Carolina who said, I was in a seminar for ministers recently. The speaker said that the per capita level per adult for credit card debt in the United States is $9,000. He said that if we were preaching to just 100 adults on Sunday morning, then we were preaching to almost $1 million in credit card debt. Wow. If we preach to 100 adults in any given service on Sunday morning, we're preaching to almost $1 million in credit card debt. He said the average American adult spends $1,100 a year on the lottery. He told the people they might as well drive down the interstate and throw $20 bills outside your car window as just as soon do that as spend $1,100 on the lottery. He then clearly identified our addiction to materialism when he shared that last year Americans spent $12 billion to rent storage units. Get that, we spent $12 billion to store stuff that we can't keep in our homes. It's funny, a coincidence. I just read this week in another article that there are 2.3 billion, I believe was the statistic, 2.3 billion square feet of storage space in the United States in these little rental places. And the author said there's enough rental space that you can take every man, woman, and child in the United States and give them 7 square feet. Of place to stand, so we'd all be under roof of a storage place.
Well, you might challenge those statistics, but the point of that illustration is true. We do have so much stuff as a nation. Crosshope.org is our website. That's crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.